The specter of the sellout haunts the African-American imagination. A long-oppressed minority situated in the midst of a dominant white majority, blacks fear that whites will favor and corrupt acquiescent Negroes who, from positions of privilege, will neglect struggles for group elevation. African-Americans fear that whites will empower Oreos, who look black but think white. African-Americans fear that whites will promote black free riders and defectors who sap solidarity and discourage effective strategies for resisting subordination. Every social group, from the union to the organized crime family to the nation state, confronts the challenge of exacting loyalty to the collective in the face of self-interest, hardship, or even danger. That is why those engaged in the maintenance of groups expend considerable energy seeking to discover free-riding cheaters. Think of the Internal Revenue Service in pursuit of tax evaders or deceptive defectors. Think of the Department of Justice in pursuit of traitors. If an entity as powerful as the United States of America periodically suffers from hysteria over perceived threats of internal subversion, it should be no surprise that African Americans, a marginalized, stigmatized, vulnerable racial minority, grapple with anxieties about racial betrayal. A sellout is a person who betrays something to which she is said to owe allegiance. For exploring words, the Oxford English Dictionary is an indispensable starting point. According to the OED, to sell out means to betray a person or cause for gain. Of course, like all words, sellout can have different meanings depending on the context in which it is used. A sellout performance is one in which all of the available seats at a venue are purchased or filled. Such popularity is often a positive signal of accomplishment. On the other hand, critics castigate as sellouts performers who are deemed to have compromised their artistry for the sake of popular approval that typically entails commercial advantage. The number of entertainers who have been accused of selling out is legion and includes such luminaries as Luciano Pavarotti, Bob Dylan, and Louis Armstrong. In political struggles, those who compromise with adversaries often run the risk of being branded as sellouts. Examples include Michael Collins, Mohandas Gandhi, Anwar Sadat, and Yitzhak Rabin, all of whom were assassinated. When used in a racial context among African Americans, sellout is a disparaging term that refers to blacks who knowingly or with gross negligence act against the interests of blacks as a whole. Defining it that cleanly, however, offers a misleading sense of clarity. Sellout is a messy, volatile, contested term about which disagreement is rife, especially when it comes to applying the label to specific persons or conduct. Sometimes, Uncle Tom is used interchangeably with sellout. In a Washington Post profile of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, two journalists write that Uncle Tom is among the most searing insults a Black American can hurl at a member of his own race. They describe Uncle Tom as a synonym for sellout, someone subservient to whites at the expense of his own people. This usage is ironic. The original Uncle Tom, Harriet Beecher Stowe's Uncle Tom, was a character who chose death at the hand of his notorious owner, Simon Legree, rather than reveal the whereabouts of runaway slaves. Still, there are those who use Uncle Tom to refer to any black whose actions, in their view, retard African-American advancement. Others are more discriminating. For many of them, the label sellout is more damning than Uncle Tom or kindred epithets. Aunt Thomasina, Oreo, Snowflake, Handkerchief Head, White Man's Negro, Step and Fetch It. While the latter insults refer to blacks who are deemed to be servile or otherwise lacking in an appropriate sense of racial pride or racial duty, sellout refers to someone who is dangerously antagonistic to blacks' well-being. He is worse than an enemy. an enemy is socially distant. The sellout, by contrast, is, or is thought to be, a member of the family, tribe, nation, or race. The sellout is a person who is trusted because of his perceived membership in a given group, trusted until he shows his true colors, by which time he has often done harm to those who viewed him as a kinsman or fellow citizen.